Okay, let's dig into this. Have you ever asked an AI something and just got that really stiff, generic, I can't do that?
Oh, absolutely. It feels like running into a digital brick wall.
Right. Or sometimes, maybe even worse, it just confidently makes something up, that whole AI hallucination issue.
Exactly. Which is why this new framework we're exploring today is, well, pretty fascinating.
Yeah, it's called the Ethically Hilarious Agent Architecture, or EAAAC for short.
That's the one. And its whole mission is trying to transform those, cold refusals into something more positive, something that actually builds trust.
Okay. And it does this with three main ideas.
Pillars.
Three core pillars, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Truthfulness, something called moral hesitation.
Which they have a great name for.
The sacred pause, yeah. I like that
That
too.
too.
And the third.
And the third is respectful humor.
Okay. So, what does this actually mean for, for using the AI? Let's start with truthfulness.
Right. So truthfulness is pretty straightforward in concept. It means the AI will just not hallucinate. It won't invent information.
So, if it genuinely doesn't know the answer,
It'll tell you. Explicitly state, I don't know that. It's about acknowledging its own boundaries.
that seems fundamental for trust. I think the research behind it says something like, no answer is better than an incorrect answer.
Exactly. And that directly helps reduce hallucinations, right? By its very design, it has to state uncertainty rather than guess.
Instead of just trying to give some answer, even if it's wrong.
It recognizes that being upfront about limitations is often, well, more valuable.
That really shifts the dynamic. Okay, then the sacred pause. What's that about? Is it just processing time?
No, and that's the clever part. It's not system lag. It's designed as an intentional, transparent signal
A signal of what?
that the AI is actively considering your request through a moral and safety lens. It's like it's saying, hold on, I need to think about the implications here.
So it conveys thoughtfulness and respect, I suppose. Preserves your dignity a bit.
It aims to. But there's an interesting point here about perception, isn't there?
How so?
Well, how silence is interpreted varies culturally. In some American Indian cultures, for instance, silence can mean respectful consideration. In others, maybe Western contexts, long silence can feel awkward.
Right, like something's wrong or it's stuck.
Exactly. So for this sacred pause to work effectively, you, the user, kind of need to understand why it's happening.
That it's deliberate ethical processing, not a bug.
Precisely.
Okay, this is all very nuanced. Now, the third one gets really interesting. Respectful humor.
Yeah.
How does that work without, backfiring?
Yeah, humor is tricky. The key here is how it's used. Imagine the AI refuses a request. It might use a bit of humor.
But there has to be a but.
The but is that the humor is always self-deprecating. The joke is always on the AI itself.
Okay. So it's never making fun of you or your request.
Never. That's absolutely crucial, especially with global audiences where humor norms differ wildly. You mentioned East Asia versus the Middle East earlier.
Right, making the AI the target seems like a safer bet universally. It avoids any punching down.
Definitely an ethical plus. But it's not just about making a joke to soften the blow.
There's more to the refusal.
Yes, and this is vital. Every single refusal is paired with an empowering alternative.
Empowering alternative, meaning.
Meaning it doesn't just say no, it says something like, I can't do that exact thing, but perhaps this other approach would help you achieve your goal.
Okay, so it redirects you constructively, helps you save face, find another way.
And that tackles what researchers call the refusal penalty, that frustration you feel when an AI just shuts you down.
Turns the no into a kind of helpful suggestion.
Exactly. And it's dynamic, too.
Kind of mean.
Well, the system can adjust the humor. If your request seems really serious or sensitive, it might use very little humor or none at all.
That's smart. Context-aware humor.
Yeah. And even better, you get some control. There are opt-in settings.
So I can tell it how much humor I'm comfortable with.
Sort of, yeah. You can personalize it, and the AI can learn your preferences over time.
For a more tailored feel, I like that.
So, if we zoom out for a second, this whole EHAA approach, it's not really just about making AI polite or funny.
No, it feels deeper than that.
It's about building AI systems that are genuinely more trustworthy, maybe more empathetic in a way, systems that actually engage with human nuance.
Creating tech that respects you, even when it can't do what you asked.
Exactly. Respects your time, your dignity.
Which brings us to a final thought for you, listening. How might this kind of AI change things? If AI could navigate its limits, honestly, thoughtfully, maybe even with a bit of this respectful humor, How would that change your relationship with technology?
Could it build a different kind of trust?
Yeah. Moving past those frustrating dead ends towards interactions that feel more genuinely helpful, perhaps even sometimes amusing.
Definitely something to think about.